Praise the Lord.
Glory
to God.
Amen.
Our subject today is the task of a believer. And the Bible text is from Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 18. He said to them, that is Jesus who spoke. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on the sick people and they will get well. Amen.
Amen.
I was contemplating why many Christians stop going to the church. Why are many churches empty? Many churches or church buildings become theaters, dancings, bars, or even mosques and temples. People of the world are taking over the places that used to be holy places. Have Christians lost the war? Have we been defeated by Satan and his cohorts? When I preach about the rapture, I'm shocked that Christians are not ready, not looking forward to it. Some plainly said to me, I don't want to be raptured. I want to get better position, more income, and see my children grow up. You will see your children grow up, your grandchildren grow up, and you are getting older and then you die. So what's the point? These are all worldly things which will pass away. If Christians would understand who God is and what it is all about Him, they would behave differently. Read Isaiah chapter 6, where you see the glory of God that appeared to the prophet Isaiah when he called him. Awesome. Read Ezekiel chapter 1 to 3. See the glory that has appeared to the prophet. You have to read it for yourself. He saw what ordinary people never see, and you are so much overwhelmed that for 7 days he couldn't talk. The glory of God was so heavily on him. If you want to see the glory of God and understand who he is, you'll be in church every day. If you would see and understand the glory of God and why you became a Christian, you would live differently. Unfortunately, most Christians have been overwhelmed by the world, but not overwhelmed by the glory of God. They think like the world. They live like the world. Your life should be transformed, because it says when someone becomes a Christian, he's a brand new person inside. You should be transformed and your mind should be renewed. Now Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person. Matthew says, go into all the world, make disciples of all people. Now you have to understand to whom Jesus was speaking. The Bible doesn't say pastors, apostles, prophets go into all the world and preach the gospel. The Bible doesn't say that. Not at all. So to whom did Jesus speak? He spoke to you who are a believer. Why is it not happening? For centuries, the Catholic Church read only Latin masses, a people could not understand. Therefore, the priest didn't allow anybody to do any ministry. And besides that, people didn't know what they should tell because they didn't know the Bible. When men came up and translated the Bible into different languages, they were persecuted and even killed. The priests didn't want ordinary people to understand the Bible because they would understand that they are lying at them, telling not the truth. So Christians lost to see the glory of God. They lost the glory of God, and God became irrelevant. To this day, this idea is that only pastors should preach, heal the sick, and do all the ministry, and set the chairs for the church people to sit down. This is not what the Bible says. If this is your idea, then you are wrong. Jesus said, go preach the gospel and make disciples. I ask you, to how many people have you preached the gospel? To how many people did you preach? How many of them did you make into disciples? Here comes the century-long ignorance about the Bible. Even though we have the Bible in our languages, still many think it is not important to read it. They're ignorant of the word. How can you preach the gospel if you don't know the word? You are in a cycle of not knowing and not doing. Why are so many Christians concentrated on worldly things and are ignorant about the gospel? Many Christians are living the wrong way and they don't understand anything at all. When I tell you to attend church regularly, you think it's Daniel who wants you to come to the church. But you don't come for Daniel. You don't come for the pastor. But you yourself, you are coming to the church for yourself. And to worship together. And to encourage each other. Hebrews 10:25 says, don't stop meeting together. Don't stop meeting together. If you don't attend church regularly, you are not doing what the Bible says. Period. If you understand the glory of God, you can't keep quiet about it. You can't. See what the disciples told in the council in Acts chapter 4, verse 20. For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. We cannot keep quiet of what we have seen and heard. When you experience something great, you cannot keep quiet about it. You want everybody to know about it. So why don't you talk about Jesus all the time? Did you not experience him? He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. If you have to do any task, any job, you have to learn about the material. If you don't know how to do your job, you learn how to do it. It's the same with preaching the gospel. You have to learn how to do it. And the best way to learn it is as you're doing it. Make disciples. Make them listen to you and teach them to do the same thing. Bring them to the church. Let them learn to follow Jesus Christ. The job we are to do is to preach the gospel and make disciples. And if you are not doing it, people will be saved. People will not be saved. If they are not saved, the church will be empty and the people go to hell. That is why people don't want to attend church. They are afraid of hell, but they are not willing to do anything to avoid it. If they see the power of God, they want to see more of it. Jesus said, these signs will accompany those who believe. If you believe, these signs will accompany you. If they don't, if they do not see it, the question is whether you don't believe or whether you are ignorant about the fact. In my name, they will drive out demons. In my name, they will drive out demons. That is the most important part of our ministry. If the demons are not driven out, they continue to cause havoc. They bring sickness, death, and all kinds of evil things. Therefore, we have to drive them out before we can do anything else. Jesus didn't allow demons to speak. He told them to keep quiet and go. The Holy Spirit has to fill our lives and give us the knowledge. If you believe, demons will obey you. If you believe, demons will obey you because they know the power of the name of Jesus. They know who Jesus is. They know they were defeated. Now, if you come with the name of Jesus, they know you're on the victory side. They have no choice. They have to obey you. Another sign that follows those who believe is that they speak in tongues. I know many churches, they don't like this part, but that is what Jesus said. If you believe, you will speak in tongues. If you believe, you will speak in tongues. Otherwise, something is missing. They will pick up snakes and are not hurt. In Acts 28, we read of Paul who gathered some firewood and a snake came and fastened to his hand. He just shook it off. And nothing happened to him. Many believers have experienced the same thing with snakes. Snakes have to go in the name of Jesus. Many believers were dragged poison by force, but they were not harmed. These signs will follow them that believe. They will place their hands on the sick people and they will get well. You don't have to travel around the world to find a super apostle who will pray over you to be healed. If you believe, this sign will follow you. I know there are some men of God like Pastor Chris. He doesn't have the gift of healing. He has a ministry of healing. Yet Jesus said, if you believe, this son will follow you. And James wrote in James chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, is any of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. If you believe, this sign will follow you. If you are sick and do what the Bible says, you will see healing and raising from the dead. If people of the world see that, they would believe that what you told them about the gospel. They would see the power. You can talk about Jesus, but if people don't see the power of the Lord, they will not believe you. Therefore, signs and miracles are for unbelievers. They have to understand that there is power in the name of Jesus. If you believe, then these signs will follow you. Sickness has to leave in the name of Jesus. Every sickness is caused by the devil. If you heal someone in the name of Jesus Christ, the devil has to leave. These signs will follow them that believe. Do you believe? Do these signs follow you? Jesus didn't say, you have to do something to get these signs. He just said, believe. Those who believe, it will come. If you do, the signs will follow automatically. There is another point in what Jesus said. He said, go into all the world, preach the gospel. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will become condemned. That means he will go to hell. God has given us a free will. We have to decide whether we believe him or not. The gospel is preached every week. All of us have Bibles, but you have to get acquainted with it to be able to do just what Jesus said. You will be saved if you believe and do what he says. If you don't believe, you cannot produce the signs that, and you will be condemned. Let us not belong to those who go to hell, but let us save as many as possible before it is too late. Read the Word of God. See the promises that God has given to you. Jesus promised in Matthew 28, verse 20, I'm teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you to the very end of the age. I will be with you. And then he ascended into heaven. We are not alone in our walk as Christians. He is with us. Yet each of us has to decide, whether we follow him or whether we follow our own inclinations. Go and do the ministry that Jesus has called you to do.